testify about how I feel right now. There were times when I was going through, in the midst of my storms, didn't know what to do. Even though I was down, the Lord taught me to realize I never would have made it without you in my life. No, I never would have made it without you in my life. Oh, say it again. There were times when I was going through, in the midst of my storm, didn't know what to do. Even though I was down, the Lord told me to realize that I never would have made it without you in my life. Oh, I never would have made it without you in my life. Thank you.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, January the 29th, 2012. And we are yet in the book of Revelation. We are taking our time and going through the book of Revelation, using the scriptures to see critically and analyze this system. And we are talking about Jezebels. We are talking about those sent to us by the house of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers to solicit us into supporting their wicked system. The system, not of the puppets. President Obama, Republican candidates, Santorum, Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, and even Ron Paul, they're puppets. But the ones who run this thing, the puppeteers, the House of Rothschilds, use these. And let me say this while it's on my mind. Now, Ron Paul has a good sounding foreign policy. He talks about cessation of warfare and bloodshed and bringing the wealth home for the usage of the United States of North America. He talks about the monetary system. He talks about the Federal Reserve. But then he also wants to cut and gut Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. He also wants to reduce government spending by, I believe he says, $1 trillion in the first year. What does that mean? That means, Caucasian sisters and brothers, cutting you, cutting the services that you need and we need, cutting Social Security, cutting Medicare, cutting Medicaid, cutting educational monies, cutting healthcare and whatnot. All those things that we need. So is Ron Paul really a sinister type of being used in a sinister type fashion to solicit us, much like Obama giving us something that we can hang our hats on, but then the boom is lowered? Ron Paul talking a good foreign policy, but his domestic policy is jacked up. When you look at it, we're cut and we're thrown aside. So we have to be wise. These are the Jezebels. These are the false prophets. This Jezebel in Thyatira calls herself a prophetess. Now, a prophetess is a good thing. I love real women prophets. I love real men prophets. And I love beautiful women prophetesses. But we don't want anyone teaching us falsely. And so this Jezebel calls herself a prophetess. And this word prophetess, 4398, on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, prophetes, a feminine noun, a prophetess, a woman to whom future events or things hidden from others are at times revealed. And so a prophetess or a prophet comes to understand and know knowledge of things that are future events and other knowledge that is hidden from others, either by inspiration or by dreams and visions. So this prophet or prophetess can receive this knowledge that is hidden from the general public either through inspiration or by dreams and visions. A female who declares or interprets oracles. I know I have notes, but I'm going to deal with this right now from my brain as it is. Now, we want to look at Obama. We want to look at those running for office through the Republican Party. We want to look at the presidents and prime ministers of this world. They claim to know things that we don't know. They work with their various intelligence agencies, CIA, Mossad, MI5 and 6, FBI, Fraternal Order of the Police. They all claim to have knowledge that we don't have. They come before us and say, well, you didn't know that Iran was creating weapons, nuclear weapons. So we have to force them to give up those weapons. We need to force inspectors into Iran. We need to put sanctions on Iran. And sanctions always kill and destroy children and women and men. And we believe these false prophets. If I have it correctly, after around 2003 or 2006, I forget which year, those same CIA analysts said that Iran had ceased creating acquiring the knowledge for nuclear weapons and began to use the nuclear knowledge for energy. And those documents yet exist. Now we come through Bush and through Obama, and now they all of a sudden are creating acquiring nuclear weapons or nuclear knowledge for nuclear weapons. But this is to come like a Jezebel, come like a false prophetess, come like a false prophet. And we say prophetess now because these puppets are WOMBS, wombs that we may put our brains into and put our support into to support the destruction of a sister and brother in the human family. They claim they know future events. They claim that Iran is going to have a nuclear weapon, that Syria is going to do some wicked things. They claim to know that various leaders are wicked and will do wickedly. They claim that Hugo Chavez wants to do wickedly. Santorum said some wild type stuff. That Hugo Chavez and Fidel Castro are working with Ahmadinejad of Iran to bring in jihadis and people who are Muslims who so-called, quote-unquote, want to kill and destroy Americans. You see, they're coming like a Jezebel prophetess. A prophet and a prophetess are good, but these Jezebel-type prophets and prophetesses are wicked. They want to pump fear into Caucasian sisters and brothers. And Obama wants to pump fear into black and brown and red and liberal Caucasian sisters and brothers to maneuver us into believing that they have knowledge that we don't have, that they know future events that we don't know of, that they have been inspired to give us this knowledge, and they are coming like an oracle. They have been giving oracles. Remember what we said about the hypocritical actors on a stage they didn't create, given a script, given given a script to read from, to interpretate from, to use those words to maneuver us into supporting the destruction of our own sisters and brothers of the human family. We ain't going for that. We are not going for that. We are getting wiser now. This Jezebel calls herself a prophetess to teach and seduce. And so we have allowed this. We have allowed Obama to teach us and to seduce us. We have allowed Mitt Romney, Santorum, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul. We have allowed them to come in among us and maneuver us. This word teach, 1321, on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, didasco, it means to teach, to hold discourse with others in order to instruct them. Now, these debates, this is a discourse that was held to give us instruction. The State of the Union address was a discourse, a discussion that would be used to give us instruction. And they all have instructed us into joining in the destruction of the human family, the destruction of sisters and brothers in Iran, the destruction of sisters and brothers in Libya, in Ivory Coast, in Syria. In Syria, you have armed Al-Qaeda who are agents of the CIA sniping people, killing people, and these deaths and killings are blamed on the Assad government to justify that which was done in Libya in the killing of Gaddafi and the killing of sisters and brothers in Libya to install a government that will turn over all the wealth to the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and all of their nasty, filthy puppets. To deliver didactic discourses. Let me look up this word didactic. We're not ashamed to say we have to research definitions of words. Didacticism is an artistic philosophy that emphasizes instructional and informative qualities in literature and other types of art. And so, it's a teaching method that follows a consistent scientific or educational style. All right, so these candidates for president, running for president through the Republican Party and Obama are using words and language that sound scientific, that sound like they are rooted in that which is educationally sound. But when we examine what they're teaching, it is to destroy our own sisters and brothers of the human family and to destroy ourselves. And so we've allowed these Jezebels to come in and teach us. What's the other word? Teach and seduce. Look how the Bible is a wonderful book of symbology, causing us to go deep into this system and give critical analysis. And so the word seduce, these same nasty false prophetesses, Jezebels, are seducing us. This word seduce, 4105 on the Greek side, planao, it means to cause to stray, to lead astray, to lead aside from the right way, to go astray, to wander, to roam about, to lead away from the truth, to lead into error, to deceive, to be led into error, to be led aside from the path of virtue, to go astray, to sin, to sever or fall away from the truth of heretics. You see, these are heretics, hypocritical heretics that want to lead us into killing people, huh? Whether in the ghettos and barrios or whether in foreign lands, to join the military, to join the CIA, to join the FBI, or to just be a common worker and say nothing of the destruction of our own sisters and brothers of the human family. Many of us are just happy to go to work, to get a paycheck, to buy a car, to buy a house, to buy the things that we want, to buy computers, to buy cell phones and whatnot. Meanwhile, sisters and brothers are dying all over the earth by the millions and millions and millions and millions. You see, this is a constant policy of genocide of the human family, of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, perpetrated on the oppressed by the house of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. It's not just those 6 million Jews who I love and do not wish death on any of them and wish that we would have understood better in those days. We would have fought against all of those perpetrators of such policies. But what about the genocide of the Native Americans? What about that destruction? What about the genocide of black people kidnapped from Africa? What about the genocide by these same wicked ones perpetrated on South American sisters and brothers, Central American sisters and brothers, those who suffered such wicked practices and genocidal actions in Africa? All of these genocides, including the Jewish genocide, European Jews in Germany, was orchestrated by the same House of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, those same wicked ones. And so they have sent us Obama. They have sent us Newt Gingrich. They have sent us Santorum. They have sent us Mitt Romney. They have sent us Ron Paul to solicit us into the destruction of our sisters and brothers of the human family, to lead us away from the truth. Jezebel in Thyatira was trying to lead sisters and brothers of Thyatira from fighting Caesar, from fighting the Roman Empire. And those in our churches today, those in our synagogues, those in our mosques, those in our cathedrals and temples, using their slick words and their slick tongues to maneuver us into supporting such wickedness. And then many of our church leaders and religious leaders are silent on the subject matter. And that is deceptive, because we have to comment on these things so that we, the people, can think on these things. And so, teach us and then seduce us. What's next in this scripture? I love this scripture. Seduce who? Who? See, Jesus is talking on behalf of Yahweh, talking about Jezebel coming in to the Thyatira, the church of Thyatira, to teach and seduce. But to teach and seduce who? To seduce my servants. My servants, 1401, on the Hebrew side, the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Seduce who, Jesus? Who are they trying to seduce? They're trying to seduce my servants, says Yahshua. That word servants, doulos, 1401, on the Greek side. It means a slave, a bondman, a man of servile condition, a slave, one who gives himself up to another's will, those whose service is used by Christ in extending and advancing his cause among men. Devoted to another, one who is devoted to another to the disregard of one's own interests, a servant or an attendant. You see, we don't want to be the slave of no human being. But I don't mind being the servant of the Most High, because the Most High put all of this universe in my service, in your service. And in order to repay the Most High, why not get up and do the will of the Most High, which is to deliver all of the oppressed from the oppressor? And so, in Islam, you say, Muslim, to give up your will to do the will of another. You say, Islam, the way of peace through the submission of your will and my will and our will to do the will of Allah, Illah, Allah the Father, Illah the Mother. In Christianity, you say, Christian, we who are called and anointed and given the power to stand up and deliver the poor, the afflicted, and the oppressed from the oppressor. In Hindu, you say Hindu. In Buddhism, you say a Buddhist. Same thing. In the Native American spiritualism, you say whatever word they use. In South America, you say Quetzalcoatl. Doesn't matter. Wherever you are on the planet, all of us, no matter our religion, are called to come together, organize together, and stand for freedom, justice, and equality. Let me go ahead and take this last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break. Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and this is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, January the 29th, 2012, and so these Jezebels, they have come in among us to solicit, to teach us and seduce us into that which is wicked, that which is wrong, that which is error, that which is sin. And colonization or colonialism is a sin. Slavery, exploitation is a sin. Warfare and bloodshed is a sin. Consumerism and materialism that destroys the human family is a sin. And we must point out these realities, that these wicked ones, these wicked Jezebels have come in among us to seduce the servants of the Most High. And every last one of us, we are servants of the Most High. We are servants of Christ. Whether we go to church, mosque, synagogue, cathedral, temple, it matters not. We are all servants of Christ. Can a Hindu be a servant of Christ? Yes. When we understand that Christ means to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor, doesn't matter your religion, we are all Christ's. We are all pulling from that Christ consciousness to come together and use the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword, and use our organizing together to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. What's the next part of this scripture? I love scripture. To do what? Jesus say, the Jezebels, the false prophetesses, have come in among us to seduce us and to teach us, the servants, to do what? To commit fornication. 4203 on the Greek side. Pornouo. This is where we get our word pornography. Pornouo. You see, this wicked system is a pornographic system. It's a graphic system that spiritually causes us to endeavor and buy into a filthy practice of destroying the human family. Pornuo, it means to prostitute one's body to the lust of another. Now, I have notes,
But I'm going to go without the notes, and I get to the notes, and if we repeat ourselves, it's okay. But Obama causing us to prostitute our bodies, influencing people to go into the military to kill, influencing people to go into the CIA to kill, influencing people to go into the FBI to kill, influencing people to join corporations and whatnot whose policies are killing policies, whose policies are killing the human family, to solicit us who just have a regular 9-to-5, but we don't want to organize. We don't want to come together. We don't want to say anything. We don't want to buck the system. We don't want to stand up for the oppressed against the oppressor. Yes, we too have prostituted our bodies, prostituted our minds, prostituted our spirits and souls in order that the system may continue on and destroy people and kill people and debaucher people and rape people. And we go to the stores and consume and participate in materialism and don't care that the car we rode in on, the tires that we rolled on, came from the death and destruction of sisters and brothers. We have become prostitutes. And these Jezebels, these filthy, nasty ones have, caused us to join in this fornication and commit fornication. To whose lust? To the lust of the presidents and prime ministers and heads of financial, governmental, educational institutions? To the lust of Obama? To the lust of Clinton? To the lust of Santorum, Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, Ron Paul? No, not to their lust, but to the lust of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. These two families sit at the top of the synagogue of Satan, following the demonic influence of Satan, sending down the scripts to these nasty puppets, and the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and those with them are the puppeteers to cause us all to prostitute ourselves and to fulfill the lust of the wicked 1% ruling class and families, 5%, 10% Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. To give oneself to unlawful sexual intercourse. This Bible, when we just look at it and research the words and the definitions, this book can teach us what we're going through. Look at how we fall into voting for the Democrats and fall into voting for the Republicans and fall into corporate business and fall into Wall Street and whatnot. All of these endeavors, these leaders in all of these fields have been given the script once again to cause us to enter into unlawful sexual intercourse. Sexual intercourse, not in a literal sense as we would say, but spiritually, mentally, and morally, to have relationship with this filthy system that is destructive to the human family. To commit fornication. Metaphorically, to be given to idolatry. And what is idolatry? It is covetousness. And what does it mean to covet? It means that you want something that is not yours and you destroy the original owner of that thing to get it. That's what Jezebel did with Ahab in the Old Testament. That's what the wicked leadership that turned against the Most High in the Old Testament did, that were leaders in the African Hebrew Israelite nation, following after the Hyksos rulership in that region that had set up wicked kings and wicked rulers that killed and destroyed the human family through that wicked, privatized, parasitic capitalist system in that day. And so it is the same today. The Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, who control all the major militaries of the world, the central banks of the world, control the major governments, and by extension control all the governments, because even Castro in Cuba can't really free up his people like he wants, because you got these wicked Rothschilds and Oppenheimers at the top crushing Cuba. But they are a resilient people, and those sisters and brothers who chose to remain are the righteous ones, and those who left and are now in Florida are that same wicked ruling not ruling class, but the same puppets of the ruling class. These were they who were driven into Florida, but the Cuban people are strong and resilient. And so, this idolatrous system, Rothschilds and Oppenheimers controlling all warfare, controlling all bloodshed, arming all sides, because ultimately they do not care who wins any war. They only want to control the land, the wealth, the resources, and all the governments. This is idolatry, to worship idols, to worship land, wealth, and resources means that we take resources and destroy the human being. But you say idolatry means to worship someone other than God. But the book says, the Bible says, when you hate your brother who you see every day and claim to love God whom you've never seen, no, it don't work. Because God is in the people. Goddess mother is in the people. If you love God, you will love the people. If you hate the people, then you hate God. And so these Rothschilds and Oppenheimers have caused us to become idolatrous and covet that which is not ours, and have caused us to buy into warfare and bloodshed and the destruction of the human family. To permit oneself to be drawn away by another into idolatry. This is the meaning of pornuo. This is the meaning of the commit fornication. It is to participate willingly in this system that is destructive to the human family and refuse to put up resistance. You see, Dr. King didn't have to put up resistance, but he chose to disengage himself from willingly participating in this nasty system. And you saw Dr. King stand up for justice all over the earth. No matter who was being treated unfairly, no matter who was suffering an injustice, no matter which continent, no matter which religion the person was, Dr. King stood for justice. Minister Malcolm X could have continued along the path that he was on, being a hustler and a pimp and so on. You know the story of Minister Malcolm, but he chose to accept the calling coming through the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And that man rose up to be a defender of truth and justice and righteousness all over the earth. We have the same choice. You can choose, we can choose to just go to our jobs, collect our checks, say nothing, go along to get along, or we can choose to be servants of the Most High, servants of life, servants of Christ, which is servants of that spirit and anointing to deliver the oppressed. Let's continue this thing now. What's next in this scripture? Chapter 2, verse 20 of Revelation. Commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed to idols. This word to eat, to, it's 5315, estio. It means to eat, to consume a thing, to take food, to eat a meal, metaphorically to devour and consume. And let me say that we're talking about this consumerism and materialism. You see, these wicked Jezebels, whether they are heads of corporations, financial institutions, educational institutions, whether they are Republican or Democrat, they teach us Americanism. They teach us dollarism. They teach us materialism and consumerism. To eat, to consume, to buy and buy and spend. And it's destroying the human family, and it's destroying ourselves. To eat what, Yahshua? To eat what, Yahshua Mashiach? What are the Jezebels teaching and soliciting us and seducing us who are really the servants of the Most High? What are they teaching we the servants to consume, to eat? To eat things sacrificed unto idols. 1494. Adolothutos. It means sacrificed to idols. The flesh left over from the heathen sacrifices. It was either eaten at the feasts or sold by the poor and the miserly in the market. All right. All right. See, you got to go into... See, you've never heard anyone preach this thing like this, because most people don't go into the deep extensive definitions of these words. Let's break this down from memory, and we get to the notes later. Now, this system is based on blood sacrifice. What is the blood sacrifice? It's the warfare and the bloodshed. The warfare and the bloodshed and the killing and the assassinations of leaders and the destruction of the poor and the killing of the poor and the shedding the blood of the poor. That's like a sacrifice, a heathen sacrifice, not the sacrifice that you see in the Old Testament of animals for righteousness' sake. Although that was symbolic that we should kill the animal tendencies within ourselves. It's all symbol. But the heathen sacrifice is the outright literal killing and shedding of blood of the innocent, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. The shedding the blood of babies, of children. The implementation of a system that destroys babies, destroys children. The foreclosing on homes, the pushing families out into the streets. The reality that half, I believe it is, of the children in America are poor and are suffering from the lack of food. Food shortages in the lives of babies and children. Food shortages in the lives of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. How is a child going to learn and is hungry or she's hungry? Not to mention, once again, as we always say, the warfare and the bloodshed. Millions dead. Millions dead. Millions dead. This is a heathen sacrifice. Who are the heathens? Those wicked ones who do the will of Satan and the will of the demonic forces. Who are they? The Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, those who control all warfare, control all bloodshed. I saw the movie Red Tails, and I got to say what's on my mind. Good movie. Black people, black men trying to fight for their own dignity, fight for their manhood, as one might say. But it's still a war movie. And it causes us to think that the German people were so evil. But the reality is that the regular common German people were victims, just like we regular common people in America were victims and victimized, because Hitler was supported by those same Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. Hitler was given his industrial diamonds for his war industrial complex by those same Rothschilds and Oppenheimers who financed and weaponized America, financed and weaponized Russia, financed and weaponized Britain, financed and weaponized all the participants, Japan included, in World War II, to do what? To kill and destroy the human family by using their puppet Hitler, or their puppet Churchill, or their puppet, is it Nagasaki of Japan, the Japanese emperor at that time, or their puppet Franklin Delano Roosevelt. All of it is a heathen sacrifice. World War I, World War II, heathen sacrifice to do what? To take the land, to take the wealth, to take the resources, and then parlay those resources into material goods, consumer items, that we may consume these items that are the product of left over from heathen sacrifices. Product from, I think another definition somewhere is something about half-eaten flesh. Flesh being destroyed. Human bodies being destroyed because of warfare and bloodshed and the wicked practices coming from these heathen sacrifices of warfare, bloodshed, and the austerity measures that are destroying the human family. It is either eaten at the feasts or sold by the poor and the miserly in the market. So those who run the markets, the supermarkets, those who run the electronic places that we go and buy our gadgets, buy our toys, buy our clothing items, these are not the ruling class and families, but they're set up by the ruling class and families. They are from the poor, like us. They are from the miserly, like us. But they sell these items that are the product of heathen sacrifices of warfare, bloodshed, and destruction. It's all for this session. Jah love, Jah bless. Don't listen to the puppets. Don't listen to the Jezebels. Don't listen to the Republican nor the Democratic Party. Raise up Christ within yourself. Raise up the Messiah within yourself. Raise up that own prophetic voice within ourselves and make we come together. Stand together for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.
Amen.